the time that is like later. Gazov, do not exaggerate. No, said you exaggerate by this talking means you let your thought to go wherever in some different fields. One is the sake of relating and someone in the sense of exaggerating. You do both of this. Yes, socially you do it. Maybe socially you are you have a good behavior, not too much, but normally you talk to relate to someone. Just to relate, not to say anything. You call it a small talk, right? You do the small talk. You do the small talk inside. Look at you. Sometimes you think like you're doing some small talk with her. Sometimes even you talk with some people. You try to convince them or do something like that. And exaggeration. You exaggerate in your mind. Always, won't you? The thing you don't like, you exaggerate, you put them in a file you hate. The thing that you like a little bit, it will be a laughter. That's it. Do not do this. Don't exaggerate. And for just relating, don't do that. Because you don't know where it's leading. Because when it comes to the knowledge, more you think, more you understand, because there is a very clear path from something to the conclusion. Understanding this, adding it to other one. But when you are thinking about feeling and passion, there is no limit. So you have to be careful. Then, Peter.
Because it is dark, and on every side are fields of cotton. How should sparks be amongst cotton?
You see why it is dark? Because in Rumi's belief, now in this moment we are in the darkness. We hope for that ishraq, that sunrise to arrive. Before becoming enlightened, we live in the darkness. It says, while you are in the darkness, you should control your thought. Because this looks it doesn't look that important to you, but to us it's very important. Remember when I said in a temple you don't chew gum? But you could, no? Only if you're used to. And chewing gum is not that important to you. It's the same thing. If, for example, vulgarity, using the vulgar sentences to describe something, is your habit. When it comes to thinking about love, you will use those words and you lose that feeling of holiness and all that. Because remember, we are talking about changing our behavior to become a better person. So, little by little, we understand where we could go wrong. Here he will say, listen, in your thinking, you could exaggerate. Or just to relate to a subject, you think, for example, let's think about a very vulgar, stupid subject. Whatever. If during thinking about the human compassion, I will use the sentences from that scene. Doesn't that ruin my mood and put me in a silly way? It's not just what I talk to you inside, because this outside is in my control. The inside, I have lesser control, because it's me and me. And that will influence me. If I start with negativity every early in the morning, everybody knows that my life will be ruined. Because little by little. Now he goes for that, yes?
Iniquitous are those persons who shut their eyes and by such words set a whole world ablaze. A single word lays waste the world, turns dead foxes into lions. Spirits in their original nature have the breath of Jesus. One breath of it is a wound and the other a plaster. If the screen were removed from the spirits, the speech of every spirit would be like the Messiah. If you wish to utter words like sugar, refrain from concupiscence and do not eat this sweetmeat.
Yes. What was all that about? Tonight you could go through it again and again and again. You will see how clear it is that he started with something and is clarifying something. Something which is quite obvious here. There are two stages of mind for us. Enlightened and non-enlightened, right? This is in this stage of non-enlightenment which we are in. You should be careful. Those people who are enlightened, no matter what they say is good, because the fault comes from somewhere else. Before that, you should be careful, because there is a hijab. There is something dividing you from your spirit. We believe in that spirit to be the breath of God. Everybody to us is that breath of God. But it's not only the breath of God. There is this screen. You remember that screen? Ego, me, which is dividing me from the universe. So this is hijab. Hafez will repeat it that you are the hijab. You yourself. You yourself keep yourself from being enlightened. Your animal part has a lot of weight. So you're heavy. You have to deal with this. Before becoming enlightened, you should control your thought. Because one word could ruin your mood. You want to talk? Fantastic. Be patient. This patient is something that we have to talk about it a lot. And I will postpone it because Rumi will finish book one with this. He talks about sabr and patient. With patient, we mean something very special. Something that we cannot really understand. The only thing I compare it with is the way a good human being will handle the growing up of the children. Is somebody who is watching his children grow up is in rush to get it finished? Is he bored? Why nothing happens or doesn't happen? That's sabr. Rumi will give you another example. He will say, look at this little shell. Something, some piece of stone there will go in that shell. The oyster tries to kick it out. If it cannot, he starts to cover it with the essence and the juice of his self and will make it that beautiful pearl. That pearl is the price of that patience. And patience is something you do not have, that we know. How do I know? How do I know that she is impatient?
She's here tomorrow.
Because patience comes with love. Eliminate the love of that parents. They cannot do that. Patience comes from love. The animal part is in rush. The animal part has no patience. Because intelligence is made to think about tomorrow and get it fast. You know why? This depends on this. Eat what you may get eaten. So do not fool around. Jump, grab, get up. This is what logic is. Whatever you want it fast, immediately. Don't you? Oh, the funny thing is, you want the enlightenment fast.